Audio Bookshelf presents Stumptown Kid by Carol Gorman and Ron J. Findlay and read by Terry Brazier. Chapter 1. Holden, Iowa, 1952. First time I laid eyes on Luther Peel, I hardly noticed him. That was surprising right there, because there weren't any colored folks living in Holden, Iowa. The fact is, I could probably have counted on two hands the number of colored people I'd seen in my whole life. He came walking into the park at the beginning of Wildcat tryouts. He looked about as old as my friend Will's brother, who's 23, and he had on a baseball cap and clothes that seemed pretty wore out. He set a big sack down on the bleacher, leaned against the backstop, and watched. His dark skin and his old gray clothes stood out against the bright green grass all around him. A lot of the guys looked over, curious about him being colored and all, but no one said nothing. I didn't think much about him at the time. My mind was fixed on doing as good as I could so Coach Hennessy would pick me for the team. The Wildcats are a baseball team for 11- and 12-year-olds, sponsored by Gamble's Shoe Store. Every guy I know wants to play with them. They don't always win, but more often than not, they do. The tall man holding a clipboard yelled at us guys to come over.
"I'm Coach Hennessy," he said, like that was necessary. "This is my assistant coach, Harv Small. I take it all you boys put your name on the sign-up sheet, right?"
Nobody said different, so we went on.
"First thing we do is see how you run."
He stopped and looked us over. Maybe 25 guys, like we were a bunch of...